Data security, AI in healthcare, and the global chip battle. Several significant developments in artificial intelligence are now shaping the global news landscape. From changes in subscription models and new healthcare solutions to increased focus on data security and geopolitics. At the same time, we see how both major tech companies and governments are adjusting strategies in step with rapid development and rising risks. Anthropic stops subscriptions for third-party tools. Anthropic has announced that subscriptions for their AI model Claude will no longer cover the use of third-party tools such as OpenClaw starting April 4th. This measure is intended to better manage the capacity and resource usage of their AI services. The change may affect how developers and companies use Claude in their applications and could lead more to consider alternative solutions. It may also signal a more restrictive approach from Anthropic regarding how their technology is integrated with other tools. Source: The Verge. Utah launches AI chatbot for prescription renewals. Utah has started a one-year pilot program allowing Legion Health's AI chatbot to renew prescriptions for 15 low-risk psychiatric maintenance medications. The program is designed to improve access to healthcare services and streamline the process for patients. This initiative could set a new standard for how AI is used in the healthcare sector and potentially reduce the burden on healthcare professionals. It may also open a debate about safety and accountability in the use of AI in medicine. Source: The Verge. Meta halts partnership with Mercor after security breach. Meta has temporarily stopped its collaboration with data provider Mercor after a security breach put AI industry secrets at risk. As previously covered in our analysis of the Meta and Mercor data breach, the incident may have exposed sensitive information related to how AI models are trained. This could have serious consequences for Meta's projects and trust in their data providers. Security breaches in AI may also have broader implications for the entire industry, as they can affect the development of new technologies. Source: Wired. OpenAI COO changes role in leadership. OpenAI has announced that COO Brad Lightcap will transition to a special projects role, while CEO Fidji Simo takes medical leave for several weeks. This leadership change comes amid a period of significant growth and development for the company. The leadership shift may impact OpenAI's strategic direction, especially regarding ongoing projects and the development of new AI models. It will be interesting to see how this affects the company's future initiatives. Source: Bloomberg. Chinese chip manufacturers report record revenues. Chinese semiconductor companies, including SMIC, have reported record revenues for 2025, driven by increased demand for AI technology and China's push for self-sufficiency in response to U.S. restrictions. This illustrates how the AI revolution is impacting the global chip industry. The increased revenue could strengthen China's position in the global technology competition, especially in AI and related technologies. It may also influence how international companies evaluate their supply chains and production strategies. Source: CNBC. Mercor offers AI training data from professionals. Mercor has asked professionals in the entertainment industry to sell previous work for AI training purposes, even their copyrights may belong to former employers. This has raised concerns about copyright and ethics in AI development. Questions around copyright could have significant consequences for how AI models are developed and trained, and may lead to changes in the industry's approach to data collection. This could also affect Norwegian actors working with AI technology. Source: Wall Street Journal. What does this mean? AI need brief assessment. Developments in AI show a clear trend toward increased regulation and accountability, especially regarding data use and security. At the same time, there is growing demand for AI solutions in healthcare, which could improve service accessibility. Chinese chip manufacturers are benefiting from this trend, potentially impacting the global technology market.